All right, 1380 WPHM. This is time every week that we highlight a Michigan company doing cool things, our Made in Michigan Monday segment. And this week, we're talking about a very special kind of computer mouse and some other products as well. This is called the, I believe it's called the Hoglet, and it's made by a really interesting company. Joining us right now from that company is CEO Hedgehog Health, Parker Lynch. Parker, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great. Look, we're all spending a lot more time with our mouses these days, our computer mice, navigating the internet for work, for school, and so much more. That's not always easy for everybody to do, though, is it?
It is not. You know, I spend a ton of time on my computer every day, and actually, I use the Hoglet as well. Originally, it was kind of developed for kids on the spectrum of autism, ADHD, but, you know, neurotypical people have loved it. We have our prototype out right now, and that's what I'm actually using as we speak, because it kind of lets me fidget and kind of focus at the same time.
I want to talk more about the Hoglet, but let's take a big step back first and talk about Hedgehog Health. Tell us about your company.
So my company, yeah, it's called Hedgehog Health. We are based in Michigan. I live in Royal Oak. My employees are all up in Traverse City. And yeah, we're fairly new. We're small but mighty. We started with making hardware products. Our first one is called the Hoglet, and it's a fidget mouse, as I mentioned before. We have more products in the pipeline, including something that I actually just got patented about 3 weeks ago, after 3.5 years of waiting. It's a five senses mouse that uses a applied behavioral analysis features to give positive feedback to the user when they get things correct with all the five senses. So it'll vibrate, it'll light up, even has like, you know, a smell component where it will emit a lavender scent. That one's in the pipeline. But another thing, we believe in closing all the gaps in communication between the teacher, the student, and also the behavioral analyst or the therapist who works with the student. My background is, you know, I've been a teacher for the last 10 years, so I know these gaps exist. And with our hardware and software combined, we plan to close those gaps. We're also providing parent-led coaching for kids with autism through Zoom, you know, which is obviously a very big thing now with a lot of schools and autism centers closed. We want to help out parents and kids as best as we can in this difficult time.
Parker, I love this story because you saw a need, and instead of just saying, I wish somebody would invent something or I wish that there was a way to close this gap, you went out and you did it.
You know, I've always been kind of a doer. You know, for the past 14 years, I've also run a nonprofit called Born and Raised Detroit Foundation. You know, I like to do stuff. When COVID hit, I also volunteered for Frontline Foods, and, you know, every morning was setting up, you know, food to frontline workers. I just kind of, you know, as I mentioned, I have ADHD, so I'm kind of, I like to keep busy, you know, keep myself out of trouble and just, yeah, I'll always be working. So that's one thing that, you know, and when I saw this need, yeah, I looked up online and saw if I could help one of my students who needed a product such as this, and it didn't exist. You know, inventors have been, my grandfather was an inventor. There are inventors in my family. So it's always been kind of a dream of mine to have a patent. And when this opportunity came up, it was, you know, it was kind of like right up my alley. So decided to kind of run with it at that point.
Describe a little bit more this mouse, if you would, because if anybody's familiar with like fidget toys, fidget spinners, this is something that, you know, especially those on the spectrum that you know, maybe have a hard time, or those with ADHD having a hard time you know, concentrating or focusing on schoolwork. They're encouraged to use these things in school, and the mouse really kind of mimics that in some ways, doesn't it?
That's true. Yeah. Well, the fidget spinner is just, you know, not to downplay the fidget spinner's importance. it became such a phenomenon that, you know, it actually got banned from certain schools.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that, but it was a big story. And, yeah, with this fidget mouse, you know, it's a working fidget, right? So it accomplishes, it helps you accomplish schoolwork. It also is kind of intended to be, I guess, like a helper for kids who are trying to switch to a PC or a standalone computer in a computer lab, which kids have eventually, you know, the iPad is very intuitive, right? You're pressing things on the screen. But then when you add a mouse, that's a whole kind of like exterior thing that kind of, it takes a bit to learn. With our Hoglet, you know, it's such like an inviting thing for a kid to touch. Like it feels really cool. Has a silicone body. You're able to fidget with it. The colors are really vibrant. We offer 5 different colors and very kid friendly. But as I mentioned again, you know, like autism and ADHD, these things don't go away really. You can mitigate some of, I guess like some of the things that, occur because of these, conditions, but you know, again, like adults use these too. So, I kind of went in with the lens of a teacher. How can I help kids? But we've had a lot of feedback from adults who are excited to get this product as well.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you what kind of feedback you've gotten either from adults or you know, maybe parents of kids that are using the Hoglet. What are you hearing from them?
So we only have these prototypes are really expensive to make, and we are just now starting the manufacturing process. So we will have the actual, like the real deal out to people early December, you know, all things going right with the supply chain, which I'm, you know, praying for right now. But we're right now there's probably 15 kids who've actually tried it, and all of them, like, you know, their eyes light up. It's kind of a dream come true to me because it's been, you know, 5 years waiting and thinking about like how to make this thing, you know, work the best and look the best, feel the best. It really pays off when these kids get it in front of them, their eyes light up. Like I feel bad taking it away from them. You know, we only have like X amount of prototypes and we, you know, use them for media and, all sorts of things. But, the feedback's been great so far. And I do have some kids who I've just given them to, and that they use them every day, and their parents, the feedback from the parents is that, you know, it really has helped them transition from an iPad to a standalone computer.
This is really cool. And you know, obviously, your timing couldn't have been better because, you know, kids especially are doing a lot more computer work than ever before. So, you know, I'm sure that you started thinking about this and planning it well before COVID. But my goodness, what perfect timing, huh?
Right. You know, we're here, and I talk to a lot of parents every day, a lot of teachers every day as well, and the online fatigue is real. So any way that we can help that is a bonus for them. I, you know, parents have it hard enough. Kids have it hard enough. You know, the least we can do is kind of give them like a little boost with the online learning. You know, it fidgeting is proven to help you focus. There are many studies on that, and you know, anything we can do to help in this time of need. I mean, this is a tough year, as we all know, and unfortunately the kids are spending probably a little bit too much time on the computers more than their parents would like them to, but you know, we're hoping to make that time extra, you know, productive for them.
Absolutely. We're talking with Parker Lynch. He's the creator of the Hoglet, a multi-sensory fidget mouse that is soon to go into production and be widely available. He's the CEO of Hedgehog Health. Parker, how do people connect with your company? Obviously, if they're listening, they're going to want to know more about this. How do they find out more about Hedgehog Health and about the Hoglet?
They can go to www.hedgehoghealth.com. That's our main website page. They can also find us on social media, Hedgehog Health, on Facebook, on Instagram. We're also on Twitter as well. So the best way is through the website, hedgehoghealth.com.
All right. We will check it out. A great Michigan product. Parker, thanks for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Paul.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, our Made in Michigan Monday segment today. The CEO of Hedgehog Health, Parker Lynch, talking about the Hoglet, the multisensory fidget mouse.